scouting, much said over the bye week. Anything that that you discovered or that we'll maybe see change without giving anything away here in the last six games?
No, I thought our run game definitely has improved. And I think one of the things you have to be careful of is that when you analyze yourself, you don't overanalyze. And the things that you're doing well, you start to tinker with and you go backwards. And, you know, I thought the coaches did a tremendous job because there was enough information from 10 games to gather a pretty good idea of what we were doing, where we were having problems, what we needed to improve. Obviously, you would like to have more data on Jake. You know, we had, you know, Matt we had from the year before, and we knew pretty much what he was doing. And, you know, that would be a situation where you'd like to get more reps and more film on Jake.
In terms of what we can expect from Kenny Britt, how far away do you feel like he is from being the explosive player he was before he got hurt, and how important is that to try and get him as close to there as possible for these final six games?
I don't think you'll see Kenny Britt 100% until next year. You know, the history of that injury is one that it takes time. And, you know, my 22 years in the league, I mean, that's very, very, very seldom does a guy come back and is 100%. Now, that doesn't mean that they're not good players and they don't play well. But, you know, the Kenny Britt that I saw last year, he's not back yet. You know, he's playing well and he's doing what he can do under the circumstances.
How can you tell? I mean, somebody does it for a living, you can spot it probably pretty easy. But what? How can you tell that? Just from explosiveness? How you get that?
The explosiveness, the confidence that his what his body articulates as he runs. You know, I don't know that somebody new to the game or somebody that is a casual observer. You know, I would be disappointed in you guys if you couldn't see it. You know, you've spent a lot of time with him. You've watched a lot of practice. And, you know, you guys should be able to see that. I don't know whether you do or not, but that would be sometimes we don't give the reporters enough credit because they're around practice. They see the players, and they really know what's going on.
You think it's frustrating to him?
I mean, oh, yes.
Something he just has to work through.
I don't know if it's more frustrating to him or more frustrating to the coaches.
Yeah.
Because you have a talent and, you know, you're counting on this guy, and now it's like everything. You just have to live through that period of time until he's fully recovered.
Is he one of those guys, too, that, you know, there's some guys that need to be as close as possible to 100% to play their best ball. And, you know, some guys can go out there at 60, 70% and you know, just bang and do whatever.
No. You know, he goes out and he plays hard and does what he has to do. He, you know, he's it's just something that he has to, you know, be in the weight room. He has to run. He's got to have confidence in the leg. And all those things take time.
Because against Miami, you guys didn't necessarily have to do a ton in the passing game. But I wonder, going forward, need to get the ball to the playmakers? Is that a priority a little bit more?
Not necessarily, John. I mean, you know, the defense is going to dictate what we're doing. I mean, you know, if we can run the ball, we'd like to run the ball. If we have to throw the ball, we think we can throw the ball. You know, I think it's a situation where you'd like to be 50-50, and then depending on how the game unfolds, you know, it might be 60-40 one way or the other.
How much would Jake benefit, you think, from having a couple of weeks in between his first start in 6 weeks?
Say that again. I'm sorry.
How much do you think he'll benefit from having a couple of weeks now to sit back after playing, you know, against the Dolphins? And
well, I don't know that is the growth period. I think the growth period, when a quarterback has been injured in my history and he's down for a while, the game slows down for him. He comes back and he sees things differently. And then once he gets back, you'd like to get as many games as you can get him into in a row. And, you know, we had the bye, which I think was good for him because he was coming off 6 weeks being off there or whatever it was. And, you know, I thought he came back. He sees things well. You know, I don't know that the player understands that because, you know, to him it's all the same. But I think my experience with quarterbacks, when they've sat down for a while, they've come back. I can go all the way back to Bledsoe in the early 90s there where that works that way.
You look at Jacksonville's defense, I guess Paulusny, a guy that pops up pretty regularly and a guy you have to account for.
He can disrupt the game. He's a guy that is an excellent player. He's a guy that is always around the ball. You know, he's a guy you gotta account for on every play.
Which seems like, as you say, sort of does a number of different things well. I mean, even in terms of pass defense.
Well, he has a knack for the ball. You know, whether it's run or pass, he has a feel for it. He reads the quarterback's eyes in the passing game tremendously well. He's a student of the game. He'll know your patterns as well as your players will. He does an excellent job.
When you get a play like when Jake fell down and turned it into a long gain on the scramble and then the fourth and two where he sheds the blitzer, how does that change the game from your perspective?
As Coach Ragone so often brings up to Coach Matthews, that's what we call a quarterback premium. So, you know, Coach Matthews is a little upset that quarterbacks get so much money and he's a Hall of Famer. And Coach Ragone will say that's the quarterback premium. I mean, that's, you know, we drafted Jake because of his athleticism, you know, as one of the things that we liked. And quarterbacks like that make plays like that.
And you see, he's got a green light. I mean, as far as when he runs, I know he's not doing things by design, but he just got a green light. Hey, if something breaks down, if you see something there, just take off.
We want him to be a football player. Yeah. You know, we want him. You know, it's hard when you start putting a lot of restrictions on guys. You know, they don't play the game naturally. I'm sorry.
What's your assessment so far of Taylor Thompson and now that he's had 10 games under his belt as a tight end?
He's done a great job. I mean, you know, He's very athletic. He blocks extremely well. He'll continue to grow in the passing game. But the two rookies that we've drafted, and I know that that some of the media was concerned when we took those two guys, but you got to take your hat off to our scouting department. Both guys, in my opinion, have stepped up and contributed to the team. And that's a tribute to them, and it's also it's a tribute to the coaches that are coaching those positions. Thanks, guys.
Appreciate it.
Have a good Thanksgiving.
You too.